That formula that Carruthers described is, that's it. If after sufficient terror, intimidation, destruction of popular organizations, and so on, you can ensure that power stays in the hands of the right power groups, the ones linked up to US corporations and banking institutions, and the others who basically run this society, then that's democracy. And everybody's happy, and we praise ourselves for our glory. As I say, the same thing's going on in El Salvador right now. We saw it in Nicaragua. We're going to see it again. It has nothing to do with the Cold War, zero. You know, that was just a pretext for things that happened before and continue without change since. So what are the prospects for democracy? Well, again, that depends what we mean by democracy. If we mean what Thomas Jefferson hoped for, the prospects are gloomy and declining significantly. If we mean the official theory that's been taken over, that has in fact taken over our increasingly impoverished and authoritarian intellectual culture, if you believe that, well, then the prospects are just as grand as we're told every day by respectable authorities who sing odes to the New World Order, for which we, meaning they, are the gatekeepers in the model. Now that, of course, is not the whole story. The real prospects for authentic democracy depend on something else. They depend on how the people in the rich and the privileged societies learn some other lessons. For example, the lessons that are being taught right now by Mayans in Chiapas, Mexico. They're among the most impoverished and oppressed sectors in the continent, but unlike us, they retain a vibrant tradition of liberty and democracy, tradition that we've allowed to slip out of our hands or simply be stolen from us. And unless people in the rich here and in other rich and privileged societies, unless they can recapture and revitalize that tradition, the prospects for democracy are indeed dim. Thanks.